Oh, KTLO, Bobby V, come back when you grow up. Stella, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bob. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Bella's table. We're going to be at the table through Wednesday, aren't we? Each morning
we are.
At this time.
I've got a recipe a day for you.
Now, jot this down as she gives it, or if it'll be going up on the website here in just a few minutes, and you can go to the website. It's on the front page of the KTLO.com. Go to. It's a nice looking picture of you and I on there.
Oh,
have you
is
seen it?
It?
Yeah,
I have not.
Yeah,
I'll have to check it out.
Excellent, excellent. Go to that and hit something. It'll take you right to the recipe. What are we doing this morning? Cornbread, I understand.
Well, we are doing Southern cornbread dressing.
You know, Southern cornbread dressing.
Right. There's always a discussion. Do you call it stuffing? Do you call it dressing? Well,
we call it dressing.
We call it dressing in our house, too. Plus, I grew up in the South, This is what I grew up on was cornbread dressing.
Yeah, I've met people who said they'd never heard of cornbread dressing.
Oh, my.
I said, you're missing out on some of the finer things in life.
That's what Thanksgiving's all about for me is the dressing.
Let's get into it. Let's make a batch.
Okay. Yes. This recipe is one that I have been making, oh gosh, I don't even want to admit to how many years.
10, probably.
I'd like to think 10, 20, maybe 30. But, you know, I remember when I was in college, my roommate was from Middle Georgia, and her mother made the best cornbread dressing. So I've kind of gleaned it from here, and I learned a lot of things from her as she was making the cornbread dressing. And so in this recipe, you make your cornbread, and there's a recipe for the cornbread, and then crumble it all up, put it on a cookie sheet, and let it sit out. I like to do mine the day before and let it sit out overnight. And then, and I've even made this dressing a couple days ahead of time, just put it in the refrigerator, and then the day of Thanksgiving, take it out and an hour before you want to bake it so that it gets to room temp. And, you know, you have your cornbread that's in there. And Bob and I were just laughing. This uses 7 slices of oven-dried white bread. Don't use 8. Don't use 6. It's 7. And I just put the slices on a cookie sheet or a baking sheet and just let them dry until you don't want them toast-like. You just want to dry it out a little bit. Then you're going to crumble that up or cut it in cubes. And, Bob, this recipe has 1 sleeve of saltine crackers crunched up.
Boy, it's sounding better and better.
Uh-huh. And then, of course, your typical celery and onions, chicken stock. And once you mix all this together, your seasoning, sage and poultry seasoning, and, of course, your eggs, you really want it to be a little bit soupy and a lot of... At times I hear people say, well, my dressing's too dry.
Well, you'd think the crackers and the bread and the bread and the bread, it would be dry.
Uh-huh. But this one uses 8 cups of chicken stock.
That'll take care of that.
Yeah. So then it's all, you mix it all together, grease a big baking pan, pour it all in there, and then bake it, and you will have some superb Southern cornbread dressing. And it'll, I made my cornbread last night, so we're ready to go.
All right. Hit that again. How many onions and?
I think it's 2 cups of celery and 1 large onion chopped, 8 tablespoons of butter, 8 cups of chicken stock. And I do like a little bit of sage and poultry seasoning in my dressing. And you bake it uncovered.
How long?
Let's see.
Till
what
it browns?
Does my recipe say? 45 minutes to an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to make sure that it's set in the middle, the recipe, so that it's not jiggly.
Again, you can go to KTLO.com homepage, and the picture was still on the eye there, and then punch it off, and then you can get this recipe and give it a try.
I'd love it if some of you that would try this and send some comments into Bob.
Yeah. If you mess it up.
I don't want to hear. Yeah, I think Bob's even going to maybe try this particular recipe. So.
Well, we got the dressing for Thanksgiving. Tomorrow we'll get the cranberries, right?
That's right. That's right. Then on Wednesday, of course, dessert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one Wednesday. Pumpkin chiffon.
Right.
I've heard of lemon chiffon.
Yeah, if you're going to like
lemon
this
chess.
One.
Pumpkin chiffon. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Bella's Table. You going to have a bunch of people in for Thanksgiving?
Well, I think we have some of the kids coming in and a couple friends. And we kind of had a semi-Thanksgiving dinner this past weekend. So we like to break it up.
There you go.
Okay.
And then you got Christmas coming up.
That's right. That's right.
Favorite time of the year. How about you?
Oh, I think Thanksgiving is mine.
Well, I'm
Oh, the whole holiday season. Yes. From now till after the first of the year.
You got any good New Year's Eve or New Year's recipes?
I do.
We might do. We're going to do Christmas.
We'll do Christmas.
And we'll
have
do
something
New Year's too.
Yeah. We'll have it.
All right. Have a good day, all right?
Okay, thank you.
And
you
have
too.
A happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there also.
23 after 9.
Black Friday starts now.